This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. Over 500,000 adults in Louisiana have some college experience, but no degree. A new statewide program in organizational leadership offers them a chance to finish college, but also to be better prepared for management positions in a wide range of industries. Joining me now to talk about the collaboration between nine universities is Dr. Eric Panny, Vice President of Academic Affairs at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Dr. Panny, how did the concept of a collaborative degree in organizational leadership really come about?
It came about from the Board of Regents' desire to see more people in the state earn post-secondary credentials. The then Vice President for Academic Affairs within the University of Louisiana system, Brad O'Hara, was familiar with degrees like this that he had seen elsewhere and had the brainchild to spawn this program and create the partnership among all nine University of Louisiana institutions.
Now, when we say organizational leadership, that can take on a whole different range of possibilities.
Right, and that's what this degree is supposed to do. It's supposed to help create a person who has the credentials to do a variety of things in management-type positions. So all of the students take courses in budgeting, in interpersonal communication, in management, to develop the kinds of skills and the knowledge that you would expect somebody in a leadership position to have. What the degree then does is it creates specializations. Each institution has its own core, its own concentration that it will emphasize. And so it develops a deeper knowledge in that particular area, depending on the institution that the student chooses as their home institution.
So many of the Common Core standards are things that will be taught in a college of business at any of the nine institutions.
Right. And it's ethics and, you know, it's the general kinds of leadership courses that you would see in probably management type degree programs.
Now, the University of Louisiana at Monroe will be having a concentration in financial services. Each one of the universities has its own concentration. Why financial services for ULM?
Well, our College of Business is a very strong one. It's there are only 1% colleges of business in the country, in the world that have dual accreditation for both the general business programs and for the accounting program. So we think we have a very strong College of Business, and we felt that there are a lot of job opportunities out there for people who have training in business, and so this concentration would appeal to a broad range of people and provide them with access to a lot of different types of jobs.
Well, because you're saying financial services, that could be that's still a very, very wide range, everything from banking to insurance to...
Exactly. And there you've touched on two areas that students will have courses in. There's banking, there's insurance, there's finance, there's accounting, there's economics. So it's a very broad perspective on the whole field of business.
Who would you say is the audience for this degree, for the organizational leadership side?
Well, the audience is a group of people, as I said, that are at least 25 years of age or older and have had some college already. So these are people that started into school and then stopped out or dropped out along the way for any number of reasons. Life got in the way, finances, whatever. To qualify for entry into the program, you have to be at least 25 and have at least 60 hours of college credit.
So essentially looking for people who have some progress toward a degree, but maybe have changed career paths any number of times since they started college, but being able to finish something that could help them into a leadership position.
Right. You identified another group there. Beside the people that have stopped out, haven't earned a credential, if somebody already has a bachelor's degree or any sort of college degree, and is looking to change careers, this is a great opportunity to do it. All the courses are going to be offered online. They'll be taught by each of the institutions, and then depending on the concentration that the student chooses, one university will teach only those courses.
So what's the timing for getting this started? Approval has happened at the Board of Regents level, but then actually implementing the program will take a little bit of time.
Right, and that's where we're at right now, is all the institutions are working out the nuts and bolts of offering these courses. How do you handle the registration process? So we're actually looking for classes to start either this summer or in the fall. People that are interested in the program now, if they want to inquire about admission to the university, should contact our Office of Recruitment and Admissions. If they're interested particularly about the program itself or about the financial services concentration, they're probably best off contacting the College of Business Administration.
In other news, over the course of this week, the beginning of a search for a new dean for the College of Arts and Sciences, which there were a couple of forums on Monday this week, and quite a representation of community leaders and university members of the faculty who appeared to express what they're looking for in that new leader.
Right. We had students, faculty, staff, and people from the community present. I was very pleased with that. Because this is an important position for the university. The College of Arts and Sciences, in my mind, is the heart of a university. It's where those first 2 years of a baccalaureate degree are taught to the student. So you start developing the critical thinking and the communication skills, the foundation upon which the student builds later and adds on to their knowledge in the specialization that they're interested in. So we're looking for a person who has to be a very special person, because they have to broadly represent everything from the arts to the sciences, including history, foreign languages, fine arts, mathematics, biology, you know, the whole range. This has to be a very special person. And what came out very clearly was that everybody is looking for this person to develop relationships with the community. And I'm very pleased to hear that they're looking for somebody who's entrepreneurial, can think outside the box, and is willing to invest in the growth of that college within the university.
I know the committee has its work cut out. The next step of the process is the advertisement.
Right. And the advertisement should be going out either this week or next week. And we're going to do a national search, because we want to cast a wide net and bring in the best candidates that we possibly can get for this position.
Well, we look forward to seeing the rest of the process.
Right.
Dr. Eric Pandy is the Vice President for Academic Affairs here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Dr. Pandy, thanks so much for talking with us.
You're welcome. Thanks, Jay.
You can listen, download, podcast, and share the ULM Forum online at kedm.org in the listening room.